الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب على المنبر يقول إنكم ملاك الله حفاة عراة غرلا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي درود شریف اللہ علیہ وسلم Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Everything in this world comes to an end. Everything in this world comes to an end. The last day of this dunya will be when the trumpet will be blown into. On that day, fear and panic displayed by the people will be something that is beyond imagination, unimaginable. The ulama have said even the shayateen on that day, by the sheer fear of Yawm Sa'ah, the day of Qiyamah, they will collapse and die. The ulama have said that young faces on that day will become old. Young faces, the shabab, young faces will transform into old age, and the elasticity of the skin, the tight skin, will become loose. Allahu Akbar on that day. Suratul Hajj, the very first ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that day. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ, when every nursing mother will forget its nursling. Imagine the attachment the mother has with the child and the child has with the mother. The baby that the mother looks after. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves the child in the womb of the mother for 9 months. But on that day, the mother will turn her face away from the child. وَتَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَدَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. On that day when the trumpet will be blown into, every pregnant lady will miscarry. That is the translation of this ayat-e kareema. Bachcha hoga, to bachcha gir jayega. Saqit ho jayega, miscarriage. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُقَارَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, you will see people in a state as if they have taken alcohol, as if they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُقَارَى. But they won't be intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But on that day, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be severe. Even the animals will be affected. All the animals from the jungle will gather up in one platform, side by side. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, wild beasts will be gathered on one platform. وَإِذَا قُبُورُ بُعَصِرَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, the graves will be turned upside down. Allahu Akbar. Just today when we were in the cemetery, I was talking to one brother and I said to him that Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and he's the narrator, he says that One of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in an area. And in that area where he was sitting, there was a grave underneath it, but there was no marking of the qabr there. Thinking that it is just an area where one can sit, but he heard tilawat of the Quran coming out from that area, from the ground. Sahabi Rasul put his ears to the ground and he could hear someone reciting Suratul Mulk. He came running to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I can hear someone reciting the Quran in that area where I was sitting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that he is my companion. He was in the habit of reciting Suratul Mulk all the time before he went to sleep. And Suratul Mulk is a surat that protects you from the punishment of the grave. Allahu Akbar. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْصِرَتْ But on that day the graves will be turned upside down. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the oceans that you see, it will turn into one blazing ball of fire on that day. In the last session, I did mention to the brothers that when the first blast takes place, blowing into the trumpet, that blast will be the blast of extinction. Every single individual will pass out and die. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ Except for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to protect. The Mufassireen have said that in that ayat-i kareema, Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam are included, and also the close angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are Jibreel, Amin, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, and those who are lifting the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand that ayat-i kareema. What is meant by illa man shaa Allah is that they will be saved from the calamity of that day. The sound of the trumpet will not affect them. They will be protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be protected. But as far as death is concerned, as far as mouth is concerned, death will come also to all the angels, all the malaika. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam will have tasted mort, death. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will come as, mashallah, we have gone through all the events of the signs of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once every individual has passed out and even the angels, Allah will say to Malakul Maut, tell me who is alive now. Malakul Maut will say, oh Allah, your close ones, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, and Hamilin Arsh. Allah will say to Malakul Maut, now take away the souls also of Jibreel Amin and all the angels that are alive. Malakul Maut will go in front of Jibreel Amin. Jibreel Amin's size is enormous. But the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat, you can't say that they are buddies or friends. I don't think Malakul Maut, he's strong in his character. Very, very strong. And he will stand in front of Jibreel Amin and take out the ruh of Jibreel Amin. Instantly Jibreel Amin will fall down. And at that point, he would have and he will experience death. Next will be Mikael, then will be Israfil, then he will go to the Hamilin Arsh, those who are lifting the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death will come to them and the Arsh will be there without anyone lifting it. Every single angel will have experienced death at that time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at Malakul Maut and say to Malakul Maut, now how many are alive? Who is alive now? Malakul Maut has been doing his work since day one, from the time Adam. At that time, out of fear, he will say, Ya Allah, You are Al-Hayy, the ever-living. You are Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Maybe thinking that he might be exempted of death. Everyone is dead. The only one alive is myself standing in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say to Malakul Maut, Israel, you know very well the verse revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will taste death. You will also have to taste death. For the very first time, the very last from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pass out will be Malakul Maut. According to one tradition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Malakul Maut, you yourself take out the ruh that is inside you, that power will be given to him. Malakul Maut himself, Allahu Akbar, his size is also enormous. He will stand in the middle area, on the right hand side will be Jannat, on the left hand side will be Jahannam. No one will be there except for Allah and Malakul Maut. And Allah will command you, now you take your ruh out, fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that he will, with his hands, take out the ruh from inside him and pull it out, the soul, or jodi tarteeb hai, Allah knows best. But that power will be given to him. It is said that when he takes out his soul, Israel at that time will scream, ek cheekh marenge. Aur Israel aisa cheekhega. The ulama have said that at that time, luckily everyone will be dead. But if anyone was alive and was to hear the scream of Malakul Maut, he would die again for the second time, just by the scream. The ulama have said that when Malakul Maut passes away also, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his qudrat again orders the soul, the ruh, to return back into Malakul Maut, the first word that will come out from Malakul Maut is that, oh Allah, if I knew that death is so difficult, I would have been more merciful to your creation. Allahu Akbar. But it will be too late then. It will be too late. If I had known that death is such a severe experience, then I should have been more merciful to your creation. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, going back at the time, even now when Malakul Maut has passed away, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, Limanil Mulkul Yawm. Who is alive today? Who is in front of me? No one will be there to answer. No Jibreel Amin, no Mikael, no one, absolutely no one. And that period of time, which is not just exclusive to the time when Nafkhe Sur, the first blast that takes place, but every time a person dies, and when his body is laid down in the grave, he enters a different world, and that world is known as Alam-e-Barzakh. Alam-e-Barzakh. That world is also mentioned in the Quran, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Verses of the Quran. Barzakh, subhanallah, when every individual comes down, the first meeting that takes place with that body is with the malaika, two angels, Munkar and Nakir. The very first two angels that every individual meets, Muslim or non-Muslim. Hazrat Dhul Qarnain radiallahu ta'ala, a king who traveled everywhere in the world. And alhamdulillah, we have gone through the story of Hazrat Dhul Qarnain and of the khidmat that he has done, sealing, who is it? Dajjal, or Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. It is said when Hazrat Dhul Qarnain was traveling, he passed through this magnificent city, beautiful city. As he entered the city, he passed through the cemetery. And majority of the people living there were Muslims, worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He entered the cemetery and he saw that the style of every grave was very, very simple. Just a tombstone, and on it was the name and the age. He was reading the details that was on the tombstone. What he noticed that every individual buried in that cemetery lived for a very short period of time. When it came to the age, it was only 9 years, 6 years, 5 years, 4 years. The one who lived for a long time was a person who died at the age of 10. So he was shocked. Majority of the people are Muslims, and everyone here seems to die at a very young age. At a very young age. He made dua for them and he came out from the cemetery wanting to meet some of the elders there. In the surrounding, some of the shuyukh were sitting there. He said to the people that, Alhamdulillah, the graves are simple. The names are the names of Muwahideen, the Muslimin, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what I don't understand is why such a short life is given to them. 9, 5, 4, 3, 2, 10. The shuyukh, the elders said to Hazrat Zulqarnain that the age here is not according to the life given to him. These people were blessed with long lives, long lives. But in our city, age means that age, the amount of months and years that he passed in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he was given 80 years, and in 8 years he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 10 years, then his age is 10 years. If he worshipped for 4 years, then it's 4 years. If he worshipped for 5 years, then it is 5 years. So the elder said to Hazrat Zulqarnain, in reality, your age, but it is that time which you pass in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wow.
Allahu Akbar Kabir. Subhanallah. What great nasiha, my respected brothers. So that period of time that a person spends in the qabr is known as alam-e-barzakh, munkar and nakir. We'll put 3 questions forward. You answer it, and if you answer it correctly, then that grave becomes a colony of jannat. Sahi ya galat? Colonization, bahut chalta hai na? That grave becomes a colony of jannat. And if you don't answer the questions correctly, may Allah save us, then that area becomes a colony of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said once to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, after hearing one hadith from you, I have become restless and despondent. Mayus me ho gayi. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what hadith is that? She said, O Prophet of Allah, you said that every individual, every body that is laid down in the grave will compress that body, will squeeze that body of that human being, whether he is a Muslim or non-Muslim. And that is worrying me. What will happen to me? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah has informed me that is the tartib. Every individual will go through that system where he will feel that the earth is squeezing him. But the difference between a believer and a non-believer, Muslim and a non-Muslim, will be that when that compression takes place with a believer, it will be like the mother that presses the head of the child when the child complains that I've got a headache. Allah. The mother does it with great ease and with great love. She is pressing the head, but does not mean to harm the child. Similarly, the grave will close into him, but the Allahu Akbar, the earth will be ordered that he is a mu'min, he is a believer, look after him. And every part of his body will be saved from pain. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that when it comes to the kafir, the compression that will take place will be like eggs that are crushed by stone and rocks. That is the difficulty he will feel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this takleef, my respected brothers and elders. Alhamdulillah, we all have to go one day in this grave, in this area. Today when we were in the Qabristan, Allahu Akbar, everything is silent. Insan takes with him nothing. And a man who passed away today, in the car we were talking about him. At a very young age, he became disabled and paralyzed from the bottom, from the stomach all the way down. And for 40 years, in that one position, not moving at all, and he can't move himself because he's paralyzed. For 40 years in that position, and did not make a single complaint Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. So I said to the brother who took me to the Qabristan, that after 40 years today, straight away before Maghrib Salat, he will experience for the first time how it is to walk. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with is perfect legs, perfect body. That is the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. That is why in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet has said, when a believer is resting in his qabr and his relations come, and when they say salam to him, the mayyat can recognize the person.
Subhanallah.
The mayyat can see the person who is here to visit him. So it will be that period of time, that the resting period from one world to another world, from alam-e dunya to alam-e akhirat, the first blast that will take place will make sure that everyone goes through death, even the malaika. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Hazrat Israfil again to hold the sur, the trumpet, and to blow in it for the second time. And simultaneously when he will blow into it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the heavens to let down water. And that water is water of resurrection. Water that will give life. Unlike rain, it will fall like rainfall. As soon as it rains and it touches the ground, it is said that it will reform and reconstruct the bones. Allahu Akbar. And every single individual will come out from the grave perfectly like the day he was born. In the hadith it comes that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I will be the very first person to come out from the rova. The very first person. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rova will open up when the second blast takes place. With great respect, when Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out from his rawda, it is said that Hazrat Jibreel Amin will be there standing with him. Subhanallah, tabole. If I had a Pakistani audience, it would be full of flair and they would be saying, Subhanallah, 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 Allah. Sometimes when I go out for bayans and I see that the majority of the people are Pakistani brothers, and, oh, Subhanallah. It's like 5 minutes they are doing bayan and 6 minutes I am doing a bayan. So they say Ameen to my bayan and I say Subhanallah to their bayan. Oh, mashallah, brothers here. My wife was telling me in the morning that when you were doing Jummah, everybody was all quiet. Nobody was saying Ameen, mashallah, Subhanallah. Were there people around you? I said, I assure you there were many, many people around me. 800, 900. So let us, mashallah, just get into that, you know, form. when you hear, you say, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Umar is also here. Mm-hmm. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel Amin will be there, and he will have special clothes for Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, made in Jannah. Made in Jannah. The libas made in Jannah. Not made in USA. Like when I went to, what was it? SubhanAllah. Makkatul Mukarram, I entered one shop and he said, Haji, Haji, Ta'al, these clothes are very good. I said, why are they very good? They are made in USA. I said, keep it. Keep it. You keep it. You keep it. Good for you. I said, maybe the Indians in India must have made these clothes for 50 rupees and you are selling it for $200. Imagine. Allahu Akbar. How the thinking collapses. Take it, Haji, Haji, these clothes are very good. Why? Made in USA. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. How nice it would have been if he told me, SubhanAllah, these are clothes from Madinatul Munawwara. SubhanAllah, these are clothes from Makkatul Mukarramah. These are clothes from Palestine. These are clothes from Jeddah. Or any other Muslim country, SubhanAllah. We should be there, my respected brothers, taking part in everything. Afsos, hamari soch hi kya ho gayi hai mere azizon, badal gayi. Special clothes, Jibreel Amin will come from Jannat. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come out from his roza. Hazrat Jibreel Amin will help him put the clothes on. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. It is said that with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companion Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will be there. Hazrat Umar Farooq will also be there. What will happen to the Shias who say, oh, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam had no ta'alluq with Shaykhain. Hazrat Abu Bakr will be there, Hazrat Umar Farooq will be there, and also with him will be Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said that I will be the first one after the second blast that takes place. The day of Qiyamah, the day of accounting, the day of reckoning, and Hisab and Kitab will take place. Everyone will come out from the graves. I will be the first one to come out. And after that, the people of Jannatul Baqi. And after that, those who are resting in Jannatul Mu'alla. And then from Al-Quds and that area and so forth, everyone will come out slowly, slowly from one grave. I said this to you in the last session. Incalculable people will come out from their graves. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates this hadith. She says that, سمعت رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقول. She heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يحشر الناس حفاتا عراتا غرلا. On the day of Qiyamah, when people come out from their graves, they won't have clothes on, or even their clothes of a material of kafan. On that day, they will be barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised. Ye teen cheeze aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya. Hufatan, uratan, ghurlan. Barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised. Uncircumcised, why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His power. That every body part at that time when He will come out from His grave for the second time will be there perfectly inside Him. Mm-hmm. Even that part, that private part, mm-hmm. SubhanAllah. But when the child is born, that is how he will be when he comes out from his grave, uncircumcised. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, straight away, she says, Ya Rasulullah, الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظروا بعضهم إلى بعض. If men and women are together and all naked, then men will look at women and women will look at men. What will happen? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Aisha, al-amru ashaddu min ayyuhimmahum ghalika. The affair on that day will be too fearful for someone of
for someone of them to look at another. It will be too, people won't have the time. People won't look at no one at that time. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. No relationship at that time. At the time even Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will have fear. Nobody will look. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will be those privileged people who will be clothed. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala wa inna awwal al khalaiki yuksa Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. On the day of Qiyamah, the very first man who will be clothed on the day of resurrection will be Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The meaning of this hadith is not in comparison to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but excluding Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As mentioned earlier on, sallallahu alayhi wasallam will wear clothes from Jannah, the first man to come out from his roza. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْخَلَائِكِ يَكُمُ ذَلِكَ الْمَقَامُ غَيْرِ. On the day of Qiyamah, no one on the day of Qiyamah will be given the position that is given to me. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be standing on the right hand side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this great attribute is given to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam because of his sunnah. He was the father of the masakeen, the poor people. He would, in his entire life, serve the poor people, feed them and clothe them. And that is why on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with clothes. Allahu Akbar. The ulama have even said that out of honor and respect, because he is the father of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this position is given to him. What will be, what are the events on that day? What will be the condition of the people on that day, my respected brothers? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَعْرُكُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَذْهَبُوا فِي الْعَرْضِ عَرَقُهُمْ سَبْعِينَ ذِرَاءً. People on that day will perspire. People on that day will perspire so much that their perspiration will come to 7 cubits in the earth. Itna paseena niklega, itna paseena niklega, ki wo sara paseena zameen ki gehrai mein bhi chala jayega. And above earth, and it will reach up to them to the level of their ears. Now we have to be very, very careful. No one must think that, oh, Maulana Sahab, you know, how are you talking? We must be very, very careful. Here we are talking about hadith, the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not fairy tales. It is not something that is fiction. Subhanallah al-Azim. These are facts. On the day of Qiyamah, we will witness this. Why? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the narrator of the hadith is Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that tudna shamsu yawm al-qiyamah min al-khalqi hatta takuna minhum ka miqdari meelin. The sun on that day will be brought near the creation to the distance of 1 mile. Kitne mile par hoga suraj? 1 mile. And if anybody is good with their science, what is the distance now? How far is the sun from dunya? Shabir bhai is fast. How many? 93 million what?
Miles.
93 million miles. And still even today, mashallah, it was a nice glorious day, wasn't it? Something as far as 93 million miles. But on that day it will be
1 mile.
Allahu Akbar, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But the difference between the believers and the kuffar will be, in the next words of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will remain in perspiration in proportion to their deeds. In proportion to their deeds. A believer who has carried out good actions, he will not face difficulty on that. And those who disobey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before going to Jahannam, they will be punished on the day of Qiyamah. That is why in the other hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I can find the hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing is more severe in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than experiencing death. Sabse mushkil kaam ye hai ki aadmi maut ka maza chakhega. And everyone will have to taste that, my respected people. We are alive right now, but a time will come when the souls will have to come out from these bodies. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, summa innal maut ahwanu. But then even death is not as severe as the day of Qiyamah. As the day of Qiyamah. Why? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on that day some people, because of their disobedience and because of their kufr, they will be punished in such a way. It is said that tears will come out and tears will make streams flow. Say, darya behta ho. And from their tears it would be even possible for some boats and ships to pass by. These are the words of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making a quick translation of the hadith. The condition of the people at that time, the perspiration will be for some people to the level of the heels, for some to the level of the joints of the feet, and for some to their knees. And for some unfortunate people, it is said that they will even drown in their own sweat, in their own perspiration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we in this world spend time in accordance to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Glad tidings is given to us, even in the grave and even on the day of Qiyamah. I will conclude by making the translation of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For a believer, on the day of Qiyamah, that waiting period won't be a difficult task. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضور عليه الصلاة والسلام said والذي نفسي بيده إنه ليخفف على المؤمن حتى يكون أخف عليه من صلاة مكتوبة. For the believers, the day of Qiyamah will be like waiting for Fard Salat in a masjid. SubhanAllah. For a believer, the day of Qiyamah will be like waiting for Fard Salat in Masjid Umar. Allah. Masjid Umar is not there, but as in masjid, and masjid is any masjid. And we are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue with this topic next week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Dua to Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil al-Mursaleen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sami'na wa ta'ana ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.